The World Health Organization has assessed the risk of Marburg outbreak in the Republic of Tanzania as high at the national and regional levels and low at the global level. The virus has so far claimed the lives of 8 people. It is said to have a high case fatality rate of 89%, with healthcare workers being among the affected cases. Kenya's Director General of Health, Patrick Amoth, has assured the country that his ministry is on high alert following the outbreak of the virus.
Marburg disease outbreak in the United Republic of Tanzania, because of the interconnectedness of our region, we are equally at risk, and therefore we have reactivated our systems, including our surveillance, risk communication, infection prevention control.
The World Health Organization says the delayed detection and isolation of cases, together with ongoing contact tracing, indicates a lack of information of the current outbreak, with more cases expected to be identified. Yesterday, Thursday, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus, during a virtual media briefing on global health issues, said a mobile laboratory is in the affected Kagera region and the treatment units have been established.
Last Friday, WHO received reports of suspected cases of Marburg virus disease in the United Republic of Tanzania. So far, 9 cases have been reported, including 8 deaths in 2 districts of the northwestern region of Kagera. The region is home to animals that are known to be reservoirs for the virus, including fruit bats, and there was an outbreak of Marburg in the same area in March 2023.
The WHO says there is a high regional risk due to Kagera's strategic location as a transit hub with significant cross-border movement of people to many neighboring countries. Tedros said the Tanzanian government should ensure the disease samples are collected and sent to the international reference laboratories.
We have issued advice to prevent further transmission of Marburg, to provide care for those infected, and to control the outbreak. We recommend that surveillance should be strengthened at relevant points of entry and in border regions in the United Republic of Tanzania, and that neighboring countries enhance their readiness for detecting, isolating, and treating cases. At this time, WHO advises against restrictions on travel and trade.
At the same time, conflicting reports from Tanzania indicates that the government has refuted claims that the country is experiencing an outbreak of the Marburg virus. Tanzania's health minister, Jenista Mhagama, said that analyzed samples indicate that all suspected cases tested negative for the disease. Marburg can be spread between people through direct contact or via blood and other bodily fluids of infected people, including contaminated bedding or clothing. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jambo in Nairobi, Kenya.